Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman was in Crescent City on Monday meeting with officials from Del Norte County, local tribes, and state and federal agencies to form a stakeholders group regarding the Last Chance Grade. Del Norte County officials were grateful for the meeting, and Supervisor David Fittigan said in a statement that a permanent solution to the roadway has been at the forefront of the community for years. The stakeholders group will consider several proposals to either reroute that stretch of Highway 101 or stabilize it so that it no longer presents the threat of slipping out on a regular basis. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in identifying human remains found last week near Bear Road in Hoopa. A passerby found the remains, and an autopsy showed they were of an adult male between the ages of 18 to 30. The victim was wearing black sweatpants with the Hoopa Warriors logo, Air Jordan brand sneakers, and a black T-shirt with a California Republic logo. The death is considered suspicious, and the cause of death is being withheld at this time. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The California Highway Patrol is searching for Stephen Walkenhorst, who was wanted in connection with a hit-and-run vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of Laytonville on Sunday afternoon. Walkenhorst was driving a Ford Expedition with three passengers when he lost control of the SUV. It left the roadway, hit a power pole, and rolled over. During the collision, Walkenhorst was ejected from the vehicle, but the three passengers were trapped inside. According to them, Walkenhorst grabbed some personal items and fled the scene on foot. Walkenhorst remains at large. He's an adult white male, 6 feet tall, with short brown hair and a laceration on his forehead. He was last seen wearing black sweatpants, black and red tennis shoes, a black hat, and carrying a black backpack. There was a fatal crash in Eureka. Jordan Christmas has more.
The male victim, who was struck by a bus near the intersection of 5th and O Street in Eureka Friday morning, has died as a result of the injuries he sustained from the impact. 35-year-old Eureka man Thomas William Rice is the victim identified in the accident, in which witness statements claim Rice walked into the front of the bus as it was driving away from the bus stop, and it is unknown at this time why Rice walked into the path of the bus.
Thank you, Jordan. Responding to numerous complaints, the sheriff's office has announced it will increase the number of patrols on local beaches during the nighttime hours. The sheriff's office issued a press release stating that there had been an increase in the number of service calls regarding disorderly conduct at local beaches, and often the attendees are unsupervised juveniles. With spring in the air and summer around the corner, deputies will patrol local beaches on ATVs and four-wheel drive vehicles to enforce county codes. The Superior Court of California, Humboldt County, is accepting applications for those interested in serving on the civil grand jury for the upcoming fiscal year. To be eligible, applicants must be 18 years of age, a U.S. citizen, a resident of Humboldt County for at least 1 year, and not currently serving as an elected official or on any boards or commissions appointed by the Board of Supervisors. Contact the administration office for more information or check online at the county website. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario will be on today's talk shop, and much of the talk will revolve around economic and business developments in the friendly city. Candelario points out that merchants in Fortuna meet regularly and work at marketing their businesses, and the focus remains not only on supporting existing businesses, but helping new businesses find a home in the city, like Grocery Outlet.
We just got an application in from Grocery Outlet. They want to come in and do a new, I think it's about a 15,000 square foot facility in the Strong's Creek Plaza down on the farther end of Fortuna Boulevard. So that's going to be a big boost, and that's a new, it's going to fill out that shopping center, and so that'll bring some new activity to town. It'll really kind of a nice shot in the arm for Fortuna.
Counting the number of new business licenses granted by the city is a good way to gauge the growth of new business activity. Candelari also said the city is looking at improving access from Highway 101 to key areas in the city like the old PL mill site.
We've been very fortunate in bringing a lot of grant dollars into the city of Fortuna. And just yesterday, we got notice from the state that we were awarded another planning grant, a study grant, to determine what does it take to improve our interchanges there at both Kenmare and 12th Street, to identify what it's going to take to improve those two major intersections. And that's a huge step for us, a huge step for the county.
There is never one magic bullet or solution, said Candelario, but city staff and local business leaders continue to look for ways to improve the business atmosphere in Fortuna. And that's the news on this rainy Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.